I'm Leanne Albrizio, WRPR News. Finding a job post-graduation can be a trying time for a young person, especially with a rallying economy. Ms. I, a recent college graduate of 3 years, is one of many young people who are forced to settle for a job they aren't happy with. Are you satisfied with staying at your current job?
No. It's not as guaranteed as, you know, teaching. If I was to ever look at teaching, I wouldn't want to continue substitute teaching. I would like to teach full-time.
While some college graduates have resigned to undesired work, others, including Mark Wademan, a Rutgers University graduate of 2 years and an accountant of 11 months, managed to land their ideal job. Did you take your job because you desired it, or is it just work that you settled for given the status of the economy?
I think it was a bit of both, but I got kind of lucky because it was a job in a field that I really am interested in. I definitely took it because I needed a job at the time, but at the same time, it was a job that I really liked. And the pay is, it's not like excellent, but it's decent.
While most young people strive to secure high-paying jobs, Ms. I insists otherwise.
Get both sides of the coin. Yes, the salary, you know, is definitely a factor because we have to live, but also, What is your passion? What do you feel like your purpose is? And look towards there instead of just what looks good or what people would think, oh, wow, you're doing that. That's excellent. That's really, really good. You're prestigious and all this stuff. You know, because all that at the end of the day does not really give you purpose.
If you're a recent college graduate and your goal is to find a good paying job, or perhaps you're one of those people who feel your line of work is more valuable to you than what you earn, take heart. And remember, it pays to be patient. I'm Leanne Albrizio, WRPR News.